I heard a woman talking about her near-death experience on video recently, and she said, a slow, deep breath is the candy of the soul. So we feed our soul the sweetness of the breath in this moment. And last year, I shared my vision of the monolith from the original version that I saw in 1996. But I revisited it when I was writing the Chatting with the Beloved books in 2010. So 14 years after the original vision, I talked about it with Beloved. And they said to me, we'd like you to share the story of your monolith vision again. And I said, okay, B. I was doing a guided meditation where I saw myself as a statue carved by a great sculptor. When I went in to see it, it wasn't human. Instead, this huge monolithic stone rose up with many facets, and each facet was covered by many lines. Chaotic, overwhelming energy was radiating from the whole thing. It felt like being suddenly thrown into the middle of a big, jostling, unruly crowd. I wanted to run away, but I trusted the meditation. And then the instructions said, become the statue. I fell into a deep well of peace. A beautiful light-filled space of utter tranquility and calm. It couldn't have been a greater contrast from the noisy, frenzied exterior to the total serenity inside. And B said, then what happened? I said, I suddenly understood that the monolith was a statue of me. From the infinite quiet center, I could see that the lines on the facets were each a life. And one of those lives was my life as Connie Chandler. Yet the I am that I could still feel myself to be, was intact at the center. In fact, the I am that is Connie is the same I am that was all the lines. In some extraordinary way, I am that. I am all of that. The vision really changed me, B. I can see the wholeness. I can feel the calm serenity from which all arises and to which all returns. I can feel the I am that I am at the center, in absolute tranquility amid the chaos. I don't always remember it, B, but when I do, I definitely feel the wholeness, not just of me as Connie, but of life, of all of it. I am all of it. But in each life, I focus my consciousness more specifically to be birthed into form and experience all the action, comedy, and drama going on here. All that action felt overwhelming to me from the outside looking at the statue. But we don't carry the consciousness of all of it at once. Yet from the inside, the I am is absolute peace. So this vision showed me so clearly how the I am that I am can be the I am that everyone is. And I want to share a reading from Ideas of Power by Ernest Holmes. We are in the arms of a tenderness. We are in the atmosphere of a sweetness. We are in the presence of a life far beyond our dreaming. And in that light, there is no darkness. And as we take time to practice this presence and feel the depths of this peace. See the magnificence of this light and this life in each other. Something awakens in us, and in its turn, within those we meet. And gradually we are lifted from the lower rung of our elevation in this earth, our own evolution on this earth, and we shall live here and now in the kingdom of God. We are living here and now in the kingdom of God. And to the degree that we can sink into that deep well of peace and return to that serene space of absolute calm, we can feel the love that is infinite and eternal. We can each know that we are dearly, deeply loved. Our lives are filled with light. And we have this beautiful light that we are stretching into, evolving into each moment in our lives. From the contrast, we are birthed into something more radiant, more beautiful, more free, more powerful, more fully expressing that divine love that is the truth of who we are. And so we give thanks for this knowing of the oneness and the love and the peace that we can bring into the world in our being, so that we can walk into a room and calm the waves and feel the love and be the love and be the peace. For it is the very essence of our nature. We are that, we are. And it is good. And so it is.